Oh, little Dale Hawkins for you there. Susie Q. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Along with Chris Dunn, thank you for joining us. We are Tampa Bay's Libertarian Radio Voice. Boy, do we have a great show for you this morning. In a few minutes, Neville Kramer is going to be with us. He is going to talk about the Donald Trump immigration program, about his new picks for Attorney General and Homeland Security. And why is that? Because he is a former INS agent. He does worldwide security for corporations around the world. He's an author of a book called Immigration Chaos. So I think you're going to find it very interesting. And we'll also talk with Andrew, the master barber, about what is going on these days with the different things that Donald Trump is doing, among them probing into illegal voting. Was there illegal voting going on? And finally, a Secret Service agent has announced on Facebook she won't take a bullet for Donald Trump. We're going to find out whatever happened to her. And then our ultimate top 10, the top 10 brain foods, the foods that make you smarter. You got to stick around for that. Freedom Works. We are sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber, his terrific barbershop in Clearwater on State Road 580 just west of Highway 19. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30, 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 to 2 o'clock. Remember, we're also on FM these days. If you were listening only on AM, try 106.1. We even sound better. 1340 AM, 106.1. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about today, and I cannot wait for Neville Kramer to join us. And among other things, we're going to talk with him about the Mexican wall. Will he or won't he? Indeed. Indeed. Trump is expected to order the construction of the wall. That's his longtime promise, right? This wall will, of course, run between Mexico and the United States. And also, he's going to take action on other things regarding immigration. He's planning a visit to the Department of Homeland Security, where he's going to roll out executive actions on immigration. He took to Twitter last night, and he said, "Big day planned on national security tomorrow." That's today, of course. "Among many other things, we will build the wall." So he's going to go ahead, right? I guess the trick is, will Mexico indeed pay for it? Well, they're not going to pay for it up front. We know that. He says, I would build a great wall. This is what he said a year ago, or back in June of 2015, a year and a half ago. "I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words." So, we're going to find out. You know, that was one of the main reasons he got elected. Now, the New York Times is saying that his order to build the wall today will be signed the same day the Mexican foreign minister arrives in town. He's going to be in Washington. Are they going to meet just before or during the announcement, I wonder? Kind of interesting. So, the other thing is sanctuary cities. And in fact, Trump says that he's going to be moving forward with plans to curb funding for any city that declares it's a sanctuary city. In other words, they would not arrest or detain immigrants that are illegally here that the federal government wants to deal with. Now, a lot of these cities are going to find out, maybe the hard way, that there are things the federal government can do to chastise them, mainly to take away money from them, and they can do that. So we'll see how many of these cities that are calling themselves sanctuary cities continue. And a source is telling the Wall Street Journal that Trump may order the suspension of entry to the United States from the following countries: Iran, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. Now, all of those are obviously terrorist countries. A lot of trouble. And I think he may make good on that particular promise as well. Now, the order would ban those who engaged in bigotry, honor killings, violence against women, and persecuted other religions from entering the country. So, you know, he's a busy guy, isn't he? Then we got the Supreme Court justice. He's going to make that announcement apparently this week, I think. Today's Wednesday. I don't know if he'll make it today. But he is really a man with a mission right now. Let us do this. We are going to, and I can't wait to talk with him, Neville Kramer, our buddy, is going to talk to us a little bit about especially the picks for Attorney General and Homeland Security. And we'll talk in general about Donald Trump's immigration plans.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2. Kay's Cafe in Clearwater reminds everyone that nearly 2.5 million women now living in the United States have been diagnosed with breast cancer. Consult with your doctor about the best way to monitor your breast health based on your age and other risk factors. This important message is brought to you by Kay's Cafe in Clearwater. Call them at 727-298-6744. That's 298-6744. Urging everyone to team up and join the fight against breast cancer.
Toastmasters International from District 48 presents Toastmaster Talk on the Tantalk Radio Network, helping the world become better leaders and speakers with your hosts, Brenda Alaco, Kathy Nabe, Lynn Perry, and Joseph Camerari.
Join Toastmaster Talk every Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Bay Area Insurance Shop in Clearwater reminds you mammograms can often detect breast cancer before the first symptoms appear. Because early detection can literally mean the difference between life and death, don't let someone close to you put off making an appointment for testing. This message is from Bay Area Insurance Shop in Clearwater. For all of your insurance needs, call them at 727-446-4416. Reminding all women to learn the warning signs of breast cancer, because it might just save your life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Wednesday morning. Boy, there is so much going on in Washington and around the country, and I cannot think of a better guy to talk about all of this with than Neville Kramer. Neville Kramer is a former INS agent, naturalization agent. In other words, he was very much involved in protection of our borders. He is an author of a great book called Immigration Chaos. He goes around the world as a security consultant. And Neville wanted to talk with you this morning about some of the picks that Donald Trump is making in his cabinet. And in particular, I guess two of them that come to mind that maybe we could talk about is the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, a guy by the name of John Kelly.
On the show this morning, thanks for the invitation.
Our pleasure.
Certainly topics that are fascinating. I can remember when you used to say the word immigration and people didn't even know what you were talking about, and now it's in the news every day.
It is.
I'd like to make a comment or two about, first of all, Senator Jeff Sessions.
He's getting hammered by a lot of people. I don't know what... There seems to be a fear that this guy is going to do something. We go back and look at his record. I don't see a thing to worry about. I mean, the guy has been... He even, I think, prosecuted a Ku Klux Klansman, and the guy ultimately got the death penalty, right?
Yes, and he has a history of being a very honest and sincere, hardworking senator. There's no indication that he's guilty or has the leanings towards what they're accusing him of. But the real problem with Jeff Sessions is he has a long memory. And his memory goes back to the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act that failed miserably, and the attempts of those people that were involved in the creation of that law to now institute to America another amnesty. And he has fought that for the last 15 or 20 years, and he's just dead against it because he knows that we were promised in 86 that this would never be done again, and it's being shoved down America's throat.
Yeah.
So, Schumer and the rest of the people on the other side of the aisle are accusing him of things that he's not guilty of, and it's because they know he's going to be a very powerful attorney general, and he has this long memory of failure.
Yeah, you just knew that it really wasn't what they were claiming it to be, but I just couldn't figure out what they were worried about. First of all, he's going to get selected. He was up for, I think, you can remind me, he was up for some post some time back and did not make it, maybe largely because of the baseless claim of his, doing something against voting rights. You recall, was it a judgeship or something?
I think it was a judgeship.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Supreme Court.
No, I don't think it was Supreme Court, but yeah.
Yeah, he was accused of racism, et cetera. It's a smokescreen, Paul. That's all that it is, and Schumer has got to be very, very careful because this nuclear option, they've already promised that they're going to get their people approved. And if the Senate blocks, especially Jeff Sessions, they're going to run into a firestorm, and they're going to change the rules in the U.S. Senate to get him through. So
yeah. Well, I think he's going to make it. I don't think there's any doubt. And in fact, I can't see any of these these people that Donald Trump has nominated that are not going to make it. There may be a surprise if something pops up in their background. The other guy that we might want to talk a little bit about is this guy who is nominated for Homeland Security, which is, as you and I know, a relatively new post in government. Guy's name is John Kelly. Do you know much about John Kelly, Neville?
Well, he was, I believe, in the Marine general in charge of Southern Command, and I'm not a military guy, so I don't know. I know that he comes in. He has had close dealings for several years in that post with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and our immigration enforcement activities, Guantanamo Bay. I know he has customs experience with the U.S. Customs Division, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So he does have some idea of that aspect of Homeland Security. However, Paul, he is walking into a nightmare because he's got a lot of problems in Homeland Security. They've had almost 24 years of nothing but a lack of enforcement when it comes to really enforcing our immigration laws. And he's got an agency that's now been divided, took the immigration business away from INS and made it into three dysfunctional agencies.
Immigration, oh my goodness.
Customs Enforcement, yeah, and Citizenship and Immigration Services. And instead of eliminating the stovepiping that went on that caused 9/11, I understand the stovepiping is worse than it's ever been. These three agencies don't talk to each other.
Well, you know, this brings up a very interesting point, Neville, and I was thinking about this the other day. Used to be, way back, we had just a handful of agencies, and they didn't go stepping on each other's toes. I don't know how many security agencies we now have emanating out of Washington. It's too many to count. instead of just having an FBI and a CIA and a Border Patrol. I mean, we got all of these other things, and there's politics, and there's they build up distrust of each other. They it's just too many cooks spoiling the broth. How do you feel about that?
Well, let me just give you an example of too many cooks. Okay, when I started in immigration, one of the things that I helped develop in 85 and 86 was a system called E-Verify. That's the name they use now. And
yes,
in those days, it was systematic alien verification. I was one of the ones that developed that originally. I not only developed it, but implemented it over a period of 6 years, 84 to 1990, using seven people on my staff. I was the director, and I had six people underneath me. That same division, and it has now 400 people.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just came from a 30th anniversary, and I said, what are 400 people doing? And they've just built it into this huge bureaucracy, and it's got outreach, and it's got webinars, and it's got that really doesn't have anything to do with the fundamental idea of just giving employers and entitlement agencies a right to verify the status of people in the United States. So that's a good example of the bloated government that we now have.
Now, Donald Trump says drain the swamp. I'm thinking right there, you can get into all of the intelligence agencies, although I'm not so sure he's going to touch it. He did say that, the military is going to, get more money, blah, blah, blah. But draining the swamp, it seems to me, boy, there's so much there. And like you, I think, intimated, it slows us down in stopping terrorism, does it not? I mean, we have so many of these people running around. It actually gets to the point where I would think that we lose our effectiveness.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Let me just tell you that one of the biggest problems that Kelly is going to run into at Homeland, and that's that it's not the policies that are the important thing. It's the programs in the government to carry out those policies. For example, if we're going to begin deporting people that are criminals and possibly terrorists, we're going to need programs such as program called 287G, where they train local police officers, and safe communities, where we go into the jails and we find out the people that have been arrested for criminal activity and then subsequently deport them. The trouble is that the people in the bureaucrats that are currently now running these agencies and would run these programs are Democrats, and they've burrowed into the government from years past, two or three administrations, from Clinton and from Obama, and even some people from the Bush administration. They now run these government agencies, and they are dead against what the Trump administration wants to do. And it's going to be almost impossible for General John Kelly to go in there and find all these people and get rid of them. And he's going to be roadblocked, Paul, all the way.
They're
going to do it, behind the scenes. They're going to roadblock everything they try to do.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, does he have the power technically to fire, change any of the people under him in his position? Do you think?
Unless they're political appointees, very few, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's... So draining the swamp sounds good, but the truth is, when it comes to getting these people out of there... They're kind of protected by unions too, right? Some of these people.
Yeah, some. But his problem is that they are they don't know who they are, and they won't know who they are because they can't go around and ask everybody
right.
what their political background is.
Of course.
I mean, I can give you a great example without mentioning any names. The individual that runs the Citizenship and Immigration Services office in New York. One of the most powerful positions in the immigration business today is a political appointee from the Clinton administration, and I know for a fact that she certainly is not going to carry out Donald Trump's policies. She's probably wired in very closely with de Blasio, and when it comes down to working to get New York out of this sanctuary city nonsense, she will not probably go along with Trump's policy at that point.
I mean, like you say, Trump has got so much that he would have to do. Let's talk a little bit about this wall construction. You and I have talked before about how, you know, realistically, they would create this this wall, whether it would be technically a wall in certain points or whether it would not. But he is expected today to order the construction, you know, to officially order that construction. He said that Mexico is going to pay for it. We know that up front we're going to pay for it. Whether Mexico, they'll figure out something, you know, hold back some money or whatever. But just in general, he says he's going to do it. I wanted to get your thoughts on how successful you think this is going to be.
Two things very quickly. The first thing is that the Mexican government right now is scared to death of what they're facing, because Donald Trump, when he says that he's going to have them pay for it, yeah, he may ask for appropriations to build the fence or the wall or whatever he's going to do down there. But the amount of remunerations that are going to be sent from Mexicans in the United States to Mexico is going to be decreased significantly. And you're talking about somewhere between 50 to 60 billion a year. If he has any success whatsoever with any kind of wall or fence or anything else, those remunerations are going to be cut in half or a third, and that's huge money to Mexico.
Now, you're talking about money that would normally be sent by, like, Mexican people in the United States individually to family or whatever over there, or go ahead.
That's correct. That's correct. It's around $50 billion, and if he takes a chop of that, and take my word for it, over a period of 1 or 2 years, it could pay for three walls, let alone one.
So there is a way to do that, huh? You just, can you literally go into somebody's bank account and do it? I mean, how would they do that?
No, they can go into, they've done it in the past. They can go to the banks and they can get cooperation and put a fee or some kind of a tariff on the money that's being sent down there through money orders through the post office, money orders through the banks, ATM withdrawals, whatever it is. They can do it.
It's kind of like garnishing your wages.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, just a tax or a fee.
Yeah, but I should say a garnishment. Like,
right.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
We've been talking.
But the second.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the second thing is as far as the fence is concerned, Paul, it's going to be a fence, but if you listen to what John Kelly said, he already told us what it's going to do. It's going to be a wall of some kind, but it's the backup to that wall. It's increased enforcement, increased patrols, drones, satellites, sensors, and that's what John Kelly is going to do. He knows what he's doing. He's been in the Marine Corps. He knows how those technical things work, and they will secure a great deal of that border.
Wow. And I guess the border agents themselves are pretty happy with the election, right?
Thrilled.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and ICE as well, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These people want to do their jobs. They weren't hired on to be babysitters and changing diapers, which is what they're doing now. These people are enforcement officers, and they want to do their job. And one of the big things that's not talked about is the amount of corruption that's invaded the three immigration agencies. It's because these people are frustrated. It's true, some of them are greedy and they're taking graft, but some of the corruption is based upon the fact that these people are very upset that they're not being allowed to do their job.
Yeah. You know, Trump was in front of some CIA people yesterday, I think it was, and they seemed pretty happy with him.
Yeah, well, the people that work at CIA are not the media that claim that he has all kinds of problems with them. People that work at CIA are looking forward to being able to do their jobs. They've been prevented for the last 8 years from really doing great intelligence work.
I tell you, it's really different. Donald Trump has been no grass is growing under his feet. I'll tell you, he is moving quickly.
No, no. It's fantastic. And the stock market went over the 20,000 mark today.
Oh, it did.
So is it 2,000? Yeah, yeah.
It did finally.
20,000. 20,000.
Wow.
First time. So
that's
a sentiment of the country right now. Well, the media is just getting their ears pinned back, and they deserve it. So the country sees we're going in the right direction, and I hope he keeps going that way.
Wow. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with Neville Kramer, because you've got so much in your background, Neville. You are the author of a book called Immigration Chaos. Is that still available, by the way?
Yes. Well, if they go on my website, Immigration Chaos, they can get a hold of me directly. I have a brand new group bunch that was just printed. So
good.
Anybody that wants to get a hold of me is more than welcome to get a copy of it.
Give us your web site address again.
It's immigrationchaos.com.
Immigrationchaos.com. Well, Neville, I look forward to our next chat. And take good care of yourself until then. It's a brave new world with Donald Trump.
Yes, it is. And Paul, thank you very much for the opportunity to be on the show. Look forward to it again in the near future. And the comments you made on the back of my book will be, I'm grateful for.
It hasn't reduced your sales? It hasn't reduced your sales yet. Well, that's good.
No, absolutely not.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Great week.
All right. There he goes, Neville Kramer. All right, we're going to take our break. The moment we come back, Andrew the Master Barber.
I like it like that. They got a little place across the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue and we're going to rock away all our blues. Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
If you are in or near retirement, this message is for you. We've designed a brand new show with you in mind, Retire Sharp Radio. Each week, host Derek Afazi will teach you the Retire Sharp planning system. You only get one shot to make your retirement everything you want it to be. And that's what the Retire Sharp planning system is all about. So check out Retire Sharp Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 3.
Each week, the Talk of the Town show will be highlighting local news and events that are happening right here in Tampa Bay. How many times have you missed an event and wished that someone had reminded you about it? Well, now you can always be in the know. Stay tuned each Saturday at 9 a.m. and be informed about the interesting things that your neighbors are doing and hear interesting stories from people right here in your community. Tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. at Tan Talk WTAN.
Are you fed up with corrupt Florida politicians? Join us for the Radio Activist Show on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. I'm your host, James McLunis, and we're going to be pulling back the curtain on corruption in local Florida government. So bring your pitchforks and torches, because we are going to storm the castle, name names, and drain the swamp. You will hear news and information on the Radio Activist Show that the mainstream media does not want you to know. Tune in on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., and let's expose the corruption, put out the trash, and have some fun while we're at it on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on a Wednesday morning and delighted to have our buddy Andrew the Master Barber joining us. By the way, the best haircut you can get in the Tampa Bay area is at Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Columbia Plaza, State Road 580, just west of the Countryside Mall, just west, a couple hundred feet west of Highway US 19 on the north side. Just look for the yellow sign with the red letters, Columbia Plaza. He's right smack dab in the center of that place. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2. And Andrew, I don't know where to start with you, but let me start with this. There is a new Rasmussen poll out that shows that Donald Trump is now got an approval rate of 57% of likely voters. That seems like a bit of a change from what we've been hearing.
Well, let me tell you something. 57% is what they're showing, and if things keep going the way that they're going, I guarantee you by the middle of February, he's going to be up around 75% reading.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going upwards, and I think people like what they are hearing. I don't care what the press, mainstream media is saying, but he started... He has ordered the construction of that wall that he's been talking about today.
That's right. He's order construction of the wall. What about these pipelines, huh?
The pipelines, exactly. That was the other thing.
Let me tell you something. The Indians, they're going crazy, right? But let me tell you, watch how this guy's going to negotiate. The Indians are going crazy on their land over there right now, worried about this pipeline. He'll either go around it or tell them, listen, you guys can build a casino there. You let him build a casino on their property.
But then they would say it's fine. Yes.
Then they're making money, and guess what?
Yeah.
They're going to be happy like the Seminole Indians here.
There you go. We'll just say, here, have a casino.
I mean, let's face the facts. We need these oil resources. If we're going to progress in this country, we don't need to rely on other people's oil, number one. Did you hear what he said? The pipe will be made in this country. We're not going to import the pipe.
The steel for the pipe will be made in America.
That's right. And this guy's not playing games. Let me tell you something. If you want to make some money right now, you need to buy some stock in the big corporations, man, because he's using those pens like they're going out of style signing things.
I'll tell you another thing. Did you just see that the stock market went over 20,000 this morning?
Went over 20,000, huh?
I mean, everything is coming up roses for Donald Trump. It seems to be, anyway.
Did you see what NBC was doing last night? They're trying to get the people all frustrated. They had one of the top speakers, I guess, of China they interviewed.
Ah.
And they were talking about these islands that China's, man-made islands.
Yeah, those man-made islands.
Military bases on. And,
yep.
And he basically said that, no, America needs to mind their own business.
I see. Is that what
they're willing to negotiate with Trump. Let me tell you something. If Trump doesn't let their products in this country, they'll be bankrupt.
Yeah, they got to be, if they don't have the U.S. market, they would throw them for, it's just like, he is doing so many things at once, you wonder if he ever gets any sleep. He's also got the Supreme Court pick, and he's narrowed it down to two or three people, apparently very conservative.
Jeannie Pirro, buddy, Jeannie Pirro.
You like Jean Pirro?
I like Jeannie Pirro, I'll tell you what, I think she can rock the house.
Well, tell everybody who she is.
She is a judge, retired judge. She has her own show on Fox Network Saturday nights. Fantastic, man. She's very conservative.
She's a no-nonsense woman. I don't think I'd like to be married to her and be sneaking around because if she ever got a hold of me.
Ooh,
I mean, she just,
it's all over
it's
with,
over
man.
With. That's
and,
it.
I noticed she wasn't marching the other day. In
no, she wasn't.
I couldn't believe these people. It's like they said. They said Donald Trump got more fat women to walk in one day than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
Well, you see, there is a positive to all of this.
Something?
I'm glad to hear it.
The only thing, I think they made a mistake. They shouldn't have held them in Washington. They should have had these protests in the Walmart parking lot. People wouldn't have had to go so far.
You know, once in a while, you can actually be funny.
it's just the truth,
Paul. Okay, all right.
It's just the truth.
I mean, I have to keep reminding people that when he announced, you said he's going to be president, and I said there is no way that this guy is going to be president. You said, you watch, he is going to be the president of the United States. He is speaking for the people, and my goodness, he fooled everybody in that sense.
He's still fooling everybody. He's going to have more people going toward his side than he's ever seen. And in 4 years from now, when he turns this country around from the way that it's been going, you're just going to see they're not even going to have a candidate to run.
Now, I got to ask you about this. Among the many things that are going on, all positive, Trump has announced today that he will be asking for a major investigation into alleged nationwide voter fraud.
Yeah.
He thinks that there might have been 3 to 5 million people that voted illegally. Now, do you buy into that?
Yes, I do. These Democrats, this is how bad they were. They lost a rigged election. That's how bad this was. Listen, man.
You mean they can't even get that straight?
They lost a rigged election. That's how bad it was.
Okay.
They've got proof that there were dead people voting. I mean, come on.
Well, there's always a nice amount of dead people voting, and I think they deserve a shot every once in a while. In Chicago, we did it all the time. In fact, a lot of people say it was the reason that John Kennedy beat Richard Nixon was because of the Chicago vote.
Yeah, boy, Rahm Emanuel, boy, he's trying to play with Trump, isn't he?
Yeah, now, there's a guy that should go around telling other people what to do. I cannot believe that man has the chutzpah to get up and suggest to Donald Trump what he should be doing as a leader.
That's
when
right.
While he's talking, probably two or three people are getting shot at
yep.
in the city.
That's it, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But there's a new sheriff in town, and I think Trump is going to do everything he says he was going to do, man. The guy don't sleep.
I'm beginning to believe that he does not sleep, because you would think he'd be asleep while some of those tweets are going on. But he says, and I just want to hang on this illegal voting for a second, because the other day his press secretary brought that thing up, Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
And he's going along with it, he being Trump. That and I'm thinking that he believes that a lot of the inner city precincts are the places. Now, I remember, and you remember this too, because we've talked about it, when Barack Obama was first elected, they went and talked about some precincts in Philadelphia where, like, it was 100,000 to nothing. There wasn't one vote for Romney or whatever. And I thought, that's impossible. It couldn't be
that way. Well, look at here in Florida, in Broward County. Was it Broward County? They caught them trying to do things with the ballots.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think every major inner city has what I would call tainted voting?
I don't know about every major inner city, but I think there's a lot of places that there's been voter fraud going on.
Because 3 million to 5 million—that's a lot of votes to fraud.
That's right.
So I mean, you're going to talk about where do you think all of these things are occurring?
Well, it depends. In California, they're talking 2 million votes over there.
2 million
voters.
Wow! So you think
this is run by heavy Democrats? They try to get away with everything.
Do you think most of these illegal voters are, illegal immigrants or what?
I think they're illegal immigrants. Uh-huh. I think they're dead people. I think they're fictitious people. I think there's probably some dogs and cats that voted.
I think dead Americans should have the opportunity to vote. I mean, don't they get in line before the illegals to vote?
That's what they say. They got the handicap. First they got the deadline, then they got the handicapped line, then they got the normal people. You're right.
There's a button that says, I'm just dying to vote for Donald Trump, so I think that would be important.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
But the changes are going on. I think the guy is doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think his picks are great, and we're going to let it go. It's like I tell everybody, put on your seatbelt, get ready for the ride.
Well, the ride so far has been, I would think, since the first day or two, it's been smoothing out, and a lot of people like what they're seeing and hearing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, and like I say, it's just going to keep growing. Mm-hmm. These polls you heard last week about him being in 30% favorability, I told you that was a bunch of baloney.
Well, it certainly looks like it if you believe the Rasmussen poll, unless that jump up to 57% just occurred, but I doubt that. I think it was there.
Like I told you, you just worry about what the Barber poll is telling
you. There
you
go.
The Barber poll is going to tell you like it is, and it's on the money, my friend.
Well, it has been. I absolutely admit that is true. Andrew, my friend, thank you so much. I'll be seeing you a little later this morning, but in the meantime, Godspeed.
You got it, buddy. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Andrew, the Master Barber, there he goes. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Secret Service agent that says she will not take a bullet for Donald Trump, and the top 10 foods that will make you smarter.
Goodbye, yes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show, right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Looking for your sports fix? If it happened in the sports world, we've got it covered right here with your host, Rick Sassone, the Hockey Hottie, myself, Chris Dunn, Travis Failey, and many more. It's the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show, right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show is on Mondays from 1 to 4 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tan Talk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes,
hey, we're back on Freedom Works. We thank you so very much for being with us on this Wednesday morning. Boy, everything is going on in Washington. Donald Trump, like him or hate him, lots of things are moving about. He's got the whole city jumping. In the meantime, a senior U.S. Secret Service agent got on Facebook and said she would not want to take a bullet for Donald Trump. She's been apparently making Facebook comments about Trump during the past 7 months, hoping that he would not get elected, and now very upset that he did. She said she viewed his presidential candidacy as a disaster for the country, and especially for women and minorities. Now, she's in Denver, so I don't think she'll have to worry about whether or not she needs to block a shot at Donald Trump. But her name is Carrie O'Grady, special agent in charge of the Secret Service Denver District. And she oversees coordination with Washington-based advance teams for all the presidential candidates, and trips to the area. She has made her disdain for Donald Trump known and his incoming administration. In one post, she said at the time she would endure jail time rather than taking a bullet for what she regarded as a disaster for America. She did not mention Trump by name, but everybody knew who she was referring to. And that, of course, was before he was elected. In that same post, she said the Hatch Act. Now, the Hatch Act bars executive branch staff, except the president and some other senior officials, from engaging in certain political activities. She said, as a public servant for nearly 23 years, I struggled not to violate the Hatch Act. So I keep quiet and I skirt the median. To do otherwise can be a criminal offense for those in my position. Despite the fact that I am expected to take a bullet for both sides. But she says, but the world has changed and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be a disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women and minorities who reside here. Hatch Act be damned, I am with her. I guess that was with Hillary Clinton at the time. Now, since he has won, she has backtracked like you wouldn't believe. And she says now that in no way would she shirk her duties to protect the president because of her opposition to him. But I'm wondering if she's going to keep her job now that all of this information has got out. But, you know, you can't do that if you're a Secret Service agent. I don't care if you like him or not. I'm sure there were plenty of agents that weren't too fond of Barack Obama, but they would take the bullet for him. So I got to be very careful. It is a brave new world, though, is it not? It really seems to be. Also, George Soros, you know, he spent a ton of money trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. And he admits that he wants Donald Trump to fail. I mean, he just comes right out and says, he doesn't say, I hope he does well. He made a comment like that during an interview with Bloomberg News at his annual media dinner at the World Economic Forum. He's 86, by the way. I wonder if senility is setting in on George Soros. But and he reportedly lost nearly $1 billion. That's with a B, after Trump won the election. He said, I personally am convinced that he is going to fail. Not because of people like me who would like him to fail, but because his ideas that guide him are inherently self-contradictory, and the contradictions are actually already embodied by his advisors and his cabinet. So there you go. I guess George Soros is, I wonder if he's doing well now that the stock market has gone back over 20,000. I suspect he's winning. He's getting some of his money back. So, you know, we got so many things going on. This illegal voting thing, I don't know why Donald Trump wants to bring that up. If I were him, I would get off of that. The thing is over. You know, it's just like that discussion of whether or not he had more people watching him when he was inaugurated, whether it was live in Washington or the total of people viewing these things on television and the other media. He just has to be number one. I sometimes think it's based on some insecurity that the guy has deep down. And there's a pettiness to it, you know. But having said that, he's being surrounded by some pretty good people. And I would hope that they're able to, you know, to continue to advise him and kind of keep him on the straight and the narrow. So away we go. Before we get into our top 10, we got a good one, by the way. We got the top 10 brain foods. It comes from goodfood.com. But we got my buddy Chris Dunn with me, and Chris does a lot of sports scouting. He goes around, he's a baseball scout. I'm really kind of interested to say, to find out from Chris. Chris, during this is the off season, and you've scouted for some, you've scouted for more than one team, is that right, or is it just one?
I scout for college.
You scout for college, okay. Right. So you've got different colleges that will come to you and say, I want you to go out and look at this high school prospect, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have college coaches that come to us and ask us about kids in a particular graduating class, whatever they are currently recruiting. We also have kids that we will go out and identify on our own.
You can find them.
Right.
If you know of one that's really doing well somewhere, you'll let the college know, right? Is that it?
Right. So basically the colleges will come to us or come to myself and say, hey, I'm looking for starting pitchers in the class of 2018. Who do you know? You know, who do you have in your area? And we have scouts throughout the country. So depending, some schools, for me, for example, I have stronger relationships with some schools than I do others, simply based on where I live in the country.
Right. Now you're in Florida, I'm guessing.
Right. So now we have scouts in other parts of the country. Like I just had one of my kids is going to probably go to school somewhere in the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say particulars, but he's going to be relocating and probably going to school out in the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
Because we have relationships with those coaches and those colleges and universities throughout the country. It's just a matter of finding the kid that's a right fit for the school that's a right fit for the kid based on, you know, what the total tuition is, what the scholarship offer is, what the majors offered are. Do they have the major that the kid is looking for, the part of the country that they want to be in? You know, do they want to be in a big city, small city, middle of nowhere, campus life, all that stuff?
Sure. Have you followed some of the ones that say that you've scouted and they've gone on and done well, et cetera, and you kind of watch them as they go?
I do. That's funny you say that. I actually was looking at, I have one of my kids right now that's going to be down in, he goes to school up in Illinois and he's coming down for spring because obviously if you play ball up in the north, you can't play year round like
right.
We can here. He's going to be coming down for their spring, their first 2 weeks of spring ball because they can't play in Illinois. They're going to be going down to Mississippi. And I'm trying to coordinate so that I can go up to take a weekend trip and go up to Mississippi so I can see him. And I'd try to coordinate with mom and dad and see if they wanted to go, and we would all go up and see
him.
So, yeah, I mean, I work with kids throughout their years in high school. But then also, you know, you build – when you're helping kids, when you're working with these kids in the family for 2 and 3 years when they're in high school, you develop almost a friendship.
Oh, sure.
You become part of the family, you know. So once they graduate, you still are in touch. And, you know, mom and dad will call me all every now and then, or they'll call me and say, hey, you know, so-and-so's friend – is a pretty good ball player, wants to play in college. Why don't you give him a call and see what you can do, see if you can help
so
him.
So you have that networking going on, too. That's
right.
Wonderful. Well, that's great, Chris. Thank you so much for telling us about it. All right. Let's do brain foods, huh? some of the stuff that I need to eat more of. This comes from goodfood.com. So, without further ado, the top 10 brain foods. Number 10, nuts. And I'm not using that as an exclamation.
Let's keep it PG, okay?
But nuts. A study published by the American Journal of Epidemiology says a good intake of vitamin E, might help to prevent cognitive decline. And nuts are a great source.
So all I need to do to get smarter is eat nuts.
Eat more nuts.
Eat more nuts.
Exactly. Number 9. Sage. You know what sage is?
Isn't that what you put around your windows to keep the boogeyman out?
Yes, that's part of it. But it's long had a reputation for improving memory and concentration. And it's an essential oil. It could be worth adding fresh sage to your diet. Number 8. And I remember George H.W. Bush said he couldn't stand it, but broccoli. Broccoli. A great source of vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is known to enhance cognitive function and improve brain power. Number 7. And now, you know, you talk about baseball.
Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know how baseball players will.
Yep.
Pumpkin seeds have zinc in them, rich in zinc. And they supply this valuable mineral, which is vital for enhancing memory and thinking skills. Number 6. Black currant, I guess that's like a jelly, but it has vitamin C. And black currant is particularly deep in vitamin C, and it helps prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. Okay, number 5. Well, this one is sort of like the vitamins is what it says, but certain B vitamins, B6, B12, and folic acid are known to reduce levels of a compound called homocysteine in the blood, and elevated levels of homocysteine are associated with increased risk of stroke, cognitive impairment, and Alzheimer's. All right, number 4. Tomatoes. Great evidence to say that some of the things like antioxidants in tomatoes help prevent the kind of free radicals that will damage cells. Number 3. Blueberries. Essential fatty acids cannot be made by the body, and blueberries helps give you those acids. And finally, the number 1 top 10 brain food is...
Wait, what was number 2?
Oily fish.
What?
Oily fish is number 2.
I just started. Oily fish.
Yeah, you know what? I jumped over it. You're right.
I was like, wait.
I know. I'm trying to get through because I'm looking at the clock.
Fish.
Don't stop me now. Oily fish is number 2. Okay, and number 1 is whole grains. My brain is slowing down. That's what it is.
Whoa, what happened? All I wish ginger was on there. I thought we were going to get ginger.
Ginger will be with us next week, and I'll tell you what, she's a wonderful person. All right, anyway, we're going to go. Stay tuned for Dining Out Radio with Kenny. Talk to you on Friday. Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
The Dow sent